This is Sunday morning, June the 3rd, 2018. This is the Prophet's Corner, Uncut. The name of this word is, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. There's no room for you there. Don't be afraid because I'm leading the way, a way you've never seen before, a way you have not been before, or in a way that you've not been able to imagine. A way free of poverty, sickness, and lack, and a way free from bondages off your back, a freedom like you have never known as you step into the kingdom zone, free from fear and insecurity, a place of wholeness and soundness in any area you need. Follow me, and the only future you have is to succeed. You will not find this with the other master. What he has planned for you leads you to disaster. He is a liar and cannot tell the truth, and what he presents looks like silver and gold. Don't take his bait, for it is deadly. It leads to the lake of fire. The other master's way is a broad and easy path, but it is an illusion. Time to see the truth, and it will make you free, and it will put you on my path, the path of victory. Now I want to look at a scripture here. This is Revelation 18. Just for the record, Babylon is not America, but that doesn't mean that America is not operating on a Babylonian-type system. Verse 1 here. Then I saw another angel descending from heaven, possessing great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his radiance and splendor. And he shouted with a mighty voice, she has fallen, mighty Babylon is falling. See, Babylon is a system. She has become a resort and dwelling place for demons, a dungeon haunted by every loathsome spirit and an abode for every filthy and detestable bird. For all nations have drunk the wine of her passionate unchastity, and the rulers and leaders of the earth have joined with her in committing idolatry. And the businessmen of the earth have become rich with the wealth of her excessive luxury and wantonness. Now, what did we start with? About that tree. The love of money is the root to all evil. I then heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, so that you may not share in her sins, neither participate in her plagues. For her iniquities, her crimes and transgressions are piled up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her wickedness and her crimes and calls them up for settlement. Repay to her what she herself has paid to others and double her doom in accordance with what she has done. Mix a double portion for her in the cup she mixed for others. To the degree that she glorifies herself and reveled in her wantonness, living deliciously and luxuriously, to that measure impose on her torment and anguish and tears and mourning, since in her heart she boasts, I am not a widow, as a queen on a throne I sit, and I shall never see suffering or experience sorrow. So shall her plagues, afflictions, calamities come thick upon her in a single day, pestilence and anguish and sorrow and famine, and she shall be utterly consumed, burned up with fire. For the mighty is the Lord God who judges her. And the rulers and leaders of the earth who joined her in her immorality, idolatry, and luxuriated with her will weep and beat their breasts and lament over her when they see the smoke of her conflagration. That's what is happening right now. They will stand a long way off in terror for her torment, and they will cry, woe, and alas, the great city, the mighty city Babylon, in one single hour, how your doomed judgment has overtaken you. And earth's businessmen will weep and grieve over her because no one buys their freight cargo anymore. Their merchandise is of gold, silver, precious stones, and pearls, of fine linen, purple, silk, and scarlet stuffs, all kinds of scented wood, all sorts of articles of ivory, all varieties of objects of costly woods, bronze, iron, and marble. See, it's all about the money. Of cinnamon, spices, incense, ointment, and perfume, and frankincense, of wine and olive oil, fine flour and wheat, of cattle and sheep, horses and conveyances, and of slaves, the bodies and souls of men. The ripe fruits and delicacies for which you're so longed have gone from you, and all your luxuries and dainties, your eloquence and your splendor are lost to you, never again to be recovered or experienced. The dealers who handled these articles, who grew wealthy through their business with her, will stand a long way off in terror of her doom and torment, weeping and grieving aloud and saying, alas, alas, for the great city that was robed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, bedecked and glittering with gold, with precious stones and with pearls. Because in one single hour, all the vast wealth has been destroyed, wiped out, and all ship captains and pilots, navigators, and all who live by seafaring, the crews and all who ply their trade on the sea stood a long way off. Well, it leads to the Vatican. You ever heard the story, all roads lead to Rome? See, the Vatican's in league with all of this. And exclaimed as they watched the smoke of her burning, what city should be compared to the great city? And they threw dust on their heads, and they wept and grieved, exclaiming, woe and alas for the great city, where all who had ships on the sea grew rich through her extravagance from her great wealth. In one single hour she's been destroyed and has become a desert. Rejoice, celebrate over her, O heaven, O saints, people of God, and apostles and prophets, because God has executed vengeance for you upon her. And I'm going to just stop there. Okay. All that you have thought is a lie, the blue pill. It will all come down. It will be surreal. Time to wake up and step into reality. Take the red pill. It's what is real. Step out from under delusion and Satan's collusion and be filled with my spirit, a total and complete infusion. My church will be the strongest it's ever been, and I will show my power strong in the earth. Choose you this day whom you will serve. My decision. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. A gospel-minded church, not a money-minded one. All we're going to have on our minds is the gospel. And all we teach here is to send you back out. Get trained, go out. Not country club living in the church. Not building big buildings and big things to accommodate the people and have our country club, but to go out on the street. There's people dying all around us. People that need our help. People that are dying because they're sick. They got all kinds of problems. Well, Jesus said, don't go to those that don't need the physician. He said, I'm sent to the ones that need the physician. Like I said, it's not a judgmental thing. It's being led by the Spirit, meeting the people where they are. It's good news. It's something that they need so desperately, and God supplies it for them, and they go, oh, Daddy, I finally found you. I found what I've been looking for my whole life. See, that's what Father does. It's like the story of the two sons and the one, the prodigal. When Father saw him coming back, he ran towards him, embraced him, put him on him the best robe. He didn't condemn him. He had a party for him, welcoming him home. That's to be our attitude here, always.